Welcome to the Answers for Elders radio show. Meet the trusted experts who will give you straight answers and will help guide you on the path of later life care. Now, here's your host, founder, caregiver, and CEO, Suzanne Newman.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio Network. And we're talking financial wellness with Stephen Waltar, estate planning attorney in Washington State, Bellevue, Washington. And Steve has been so helpful to share with us a little bit about how we get our ducks in a row and how we put all the pieces together so that, you know, our loved ones are not burdened when we pass or when we have an, you know, catastrophic illness or something where we may not be able to act for ourselves or just to be in the loop and to make things go smoothly for families. And I think one of the things, Steve, in this segment we're going to talk about is I remember back in my old Tony Robbins days, he used to say the quality of your life is the quality of your communication. And that is a very profound thing to say. Are we communicating appropriately to those that matter so that our wishes are honored and so there's no surprises, I think, in that process? How do you suggest your clients work with their family members in putting together their estate documents?
That is a great question, and I do think communication is really important. So, you know, it's always different, right? Mm-hmm. We encourage people when they sign their wills and trusts and their package to bring in the children or bring in whoever's the successor trustee, kind of the trusted next person in charge, to be at the actual signing. I had last week someone, his daughter used to be overseas, now she's in Colorado, but he set up a meeting just because he wanted me to meet her. And so he gets to know the firm and that sort of thing. But I think sometimes there's actually a family meeting. You know, if you're up for it, I think that's great to actually have a meeting. My dad did that. You know, I'm his estate planning attorney, but I remember it's a little awkward hearing your parents talk about death and who's in charge and what happens. But it's a really good way to honor your parents if you're on the kind of the receiving side. You just don't put it off. Don't make it awkward. They want to share. Let them do it.
Sure.
I had one client, he had a family meeting every year and it kind of got long-winded, but he was sure he loved to brag to me. Oh, I told him about this and that, and whatever. You know, as attorneys, we're not going to share documents with, you know, the next generation until there's a death or unless there's permission. But we encourage people to talk about this sort of thing.
Right.
You know, I think that it's wonderful if someone will say what they're doing and why, where the documents are being kept. You know, in the event of like, even when you're going to go travel, my dad's 85 and he was over in Europe and he got COVID and he was out without his meds. And it's like, and so I was like, oh, I sent the healthcare power to my brother and we were getting some permission about what do you do with the blood pressure method, medicine when he comes back. You know, that's crisis planning. Much better to plan in advance. Here's the plan. Here's who's in charge.
Sure.
This is what's going to happen when we die. That's especially powerful if you're not going to treat the children equally.
Right.
You know, it's going to be an awful lot of hassle, you know, in probate or entrusted man when you die. Much better to talk about the what, when, and how now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and what you're saying too is that there's no one that's equal. I mean, as much as you want to treat your children equally,
there's
maybe
nothing as unequal as the equal treatment of unequals.
Exactly. Everyone is different. Everyone is a unique individual. And so obviously there's going to be strengths, right? You know, within each one of your children, adult children, you might have a brother or a sister or a family friend or something like that. These are the people that are close to you in your world. And how, you know, how do you communicate the, you know, your reasoning behind a lot of this stuff? I have a friend right now. She has one of her children is a single mom. And so she's been helping her financially. Well, the other one of her children doesn't ask for a dime, right? So she's in this quandary of, I've given this one a lot of money to raise her children, right? So I'm going like, okay, how do I treat them equally? How do I do that so that it's understood? And those are these questions, obviously, to have those conversations up front I would imagine are huge.
Yeah, often it's not a surprise who's going to be in charge.
Yeah.
But sometimes it is, and it's just better to hear it from mom or dad about why they choose it. Otherwise, someone's in the position where they have to say, well, no, that's what mom wanted. That's what dad wanted. Well, why not communicate that? It's just going to go over there.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously, as people go through life, they figure out, you know, basically what their wishes are number one. And I think if our listener, you have a senior parent, understand that they have their wishes too. And we need to, as the adult children of who those seniors are, honor their wishes. And that, I think, is a really important aspect of this as well. Yeah. For those of you in Washington State, you can reach Steve at www.waltar.com. Steve, you and I, we're going to be right back, and we're going to talk a little bit about who do you appoint to be your special advocate. What kind of qualities should you look for? And Steve, you and I, we're going to be right back right after this. Answers for Elders thanks you for watching The Vitality Revolution. Discover a blueprint to find a whole new gear in life, new awareness, and greater potential. Subscribe and be a part of our community. Answers for Elders is the North Star of navigating senior care, featuring content to help later life go a lot easier.